Well, hi, and welcome to my Living Sober Sucks blogio. That's an audio version of my blog. And my name is Mark Tuchel. The title of this piece is called Making Your Life Manageable. Step number one of AA. We admitted that we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. Now, just because your life is a mess doesn't mean it's unmanageable. Hey, I know plenty of drinkers. Some of them could be considered full-blown raging alcoholics, but they're fully capable of managing their lives and finances quite well. So sobriety doesn't guarantee that your life is going to become manageable. And who says that you have to be an alcoholic or an addict for your life to be unmanageable? Can't you be completely sober or maybe even never had a drink in your life and still have your life become unmanageable? Being sober can make it easier, but making your life manageable requires personal effort, additional efforts than just abstaining from alcohol. And what do you consider as an unmanageable life? I mean, too much debt, sloppy house, missing work, arguments or fighting with your spouse, not enough free time, too much time spent sleeping, overeating. For a drunk, it could mean all of those things, and it could be only a few of those things. It could also mean that you drink out of habit or get drunk when you don't want to. And that's what unmanageable meant to me. I couldn't manage how much I'd drink once I started. Then while I was all drunked up, I'd say and do stupid things, resulting in unwanted and unintended consequences. And during all the years I was drinking, I never once had my electricity turned off, got kicked out of my house, or defaulted on a bill. Yeah, I may have been amassing debt, but even my debt was manageable. So it was my drinking that was unmanageable. Yes, my life was becoming a mess, but it was still manageable within respectable reason. And respectable reason to me means that I paid my mortgage, paid my bills, and always had food on the table. But back to my earlier statement of sobriety doesn't guarantee that your life is going to become manageable. So how do you make your life manageable? And I feel this can be done even if you're a drinker. There are a few things that I found I can do which help make my life manageable. Now the two key things I do are I stay sober and I make goal lists. And following are some points for you to consider doing if you want to make your life manageable. And I'll give you my ridiculous opinion of each of these points shortly. Points to make your life manageable. Live within your income. Establish a budget and stick to it. Make goal lists. Make lists of activities to perform. Be honest with yourself about your own limitations. Don't compare your life to someone else's. Eliminate unnecessary and useless drama. Establish boundaries for the drama that remains. Surround yourself with productive people. Seek fellowship. Turn to your God. Now, I could write an entire article on each one of these points. Maybe I will one day. But right now, let me just cover them each briefly. Live within your income. Look, if you earn $100, but you're always spending $200, that's living outside of your income. Inefficient use of money causes stress, and it gives you feelings that you're underpaid, unsatisfied, and always wanting for more. If you had more money, you'd have to learn to manage it anyway if you want to maintain the lifestyle of being wealthy. So using your $100 efficiently will require that you manage your money and your life, which is going to reduce stress. Living within your income might mean that you forego some frivolous luxuries and stick to your basic needs like food, shelter, clothing, transportation. When you learn to efficiently use what you currently have, you'll be able to enjoy and use a higher income if or when it does happen. Establish a budget. This means knowing what your required bills are and using your money efficiently to meet your commitments. Any adult that's been living on their own for more than a year can figure out what it costs per month to live. It doesn't matter if you live with your parents, a roommate, or at a group home. You know what the bare minimum is each month. You know that there will be certain fixed expenses each month, like rent, mortgage, food, utility bills, gas, auto payment, insurance, etc. Budgets can be set up for weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly expenses. And part of your budget may include for money for cigarettes, entertainment, savings, and frivolous stuff. Hey, it sucks to see your bills laid out on paper, to see what you absolutely must come up with. But when you know how much they are and you take care of them, it makes your life manageable and there'll be less stress. Make goal lists. Make lists of the things that you want in life, things that you want out of sobriety. Your list of goals doesn't have to be limited to materialistic items. You can have the goal of creating harmony in your family or spending more time with your children and learning together, furthering your own education, furthering your spirituality and peace with your God. Money is not the one and only goal in life. Can you believe I said that shit? Well, okay. Make lists of the activities you must perform. You know, wishing, hoping, and visualizing can be beneficial because without hopes and dreams, you won't know what you want. But it's the tangible activities that get you to a destination. So ask yourself, how will I get there? What must be done? Who needs to do it? And what are some indicators that will show me that I'm reaching my goals along the way? Be honest about limitations. You know, having unrealistic and impossible goals can lead to disappointment and then future cynicism. Oh, well, that didn't work. That was stupid. I'm no good. I'm not worthy. Why even try? Yeah, you should dream big dreams. Strive for great things. But keep reality and limitations in mind. If you say, well, I want to be a rock star, but you're 38 years old, you can't sing, you can't dance, you can't play an instrument, you got kids, maybe even grandkids, or some other factual responsibilities from your past, you ain't going to be a rock star. And you shouldn't waste your time and other people's time and lives trying to be one. Be realistic about what you can strive for. Don't compare your life to someone else's. Comparing your life to someone else's is unfair to both of you. See, because this can foster feelings of inadequacy and failure within you, and you have no idea what the other person may have gone through, done, or sacrificed to get to where they are. Strive to be like the people you admire. Strive for accomplishment. Strive for nicer materialistic items. But be proud of what you have accomplished and learn to enjoy what you have now and enjoy the journey of reaching new goals. Eliminate unnecessary and useless drama. You know, this might mean that you completely abstain from drinking and change some of your social and entertainment habits. This may also mean that you purge certain people from your life. Now, I'm going to use a metaphor here. Watch where you're walking. Stay away from shit, and you'll be less likely to step in shit and get it on you. Pretty simple, eh? Establish boundaries for the drama that remains. You can't always purge everyone and everything from your life. So, like, maybe you have joint custody of a child, and you have to deal with some shitbag. Well, place boundaries on yourself. Only allow yourself to be drawn in so far. Yeah, I know, it isn't easy. You know, passions flare, emotions become inflamed, but only invest so much. Communicate to the extent that's required, and that's it. Surround yourself with productive people. Stay away from life suckers, leeches, and bad seeds. You may have to purge people from your life and seek new friendships. You may be lonely for a while. Transitions take time. And you can't latch on to productive people and drain them. You must bring something to the relationship. And if you're productive, upbeat, and a person that takes action, other productive people will gravitate towards you. Seek fellowship. Now, this may include attending meetings and using the 12 steps if you like them. But meetings are not the only place to seek fellowship with sober people, which is an entirely different topic in itself because everyone at a meeting isn't sober. But if you pay attention to the people in your immediate world and listen to the words that they say, you can pick up on who's a drinker and who is not a drinker. Then introduce yourself to them and converse with them. And do some research. You found this website. If you like it, get involved and post comments. Get involved with other websites or events. And as a side note, when you do find sober friends, please don't spend all your time talking about sobriety. Engage and converse about other topics. Turn to your God. Now, this may sound a little out of character coming from me, but I think you can turn to your God or religious teachings if you feel it helps you. Now, I say out of character because a lot of people believe that I'm a cattle-raping, kitten-stomping atheist. Sorry, I'm not an atheist. I don't rape cattle, and I rarely stomp on kittens. Well, I usually only do that around the holidays. Okay, come on, I'm kidding about the kitten stomping and cattle raping. But here are my words of caution. I believe that danger arises when you rely on God or the group to manage your life for you. You can trust that your God or the group will guide you and give you the right answers, but for fact, you still do the action and interpret the guidance yourself. What if you interpret the guidance wrong? What if it all falls to shit anyway, and you pray to God, and God answers with, "Hey, I didn't mean you should do that. You misinterpreted me." Or when certain things do fall to shit, and then you glumly say, "Well, I guess God didn't want it for me." That puts your self-worth and your self-esteem at risk. You begin to think, "Well, God doesn't feel I'm deserving." That's dangerous. This implies that God is manipulating everything. I mean, do you think God chooses who's going to win Powerball? I don't know, maybe. And then there's the whole God of your choosing statement. So if I choose God A and you choose God B, and we both rely on our God to guide us to serve her will, whose God is right and whose God is real? So that means there could actually be thousands of gods, and based on Judeo-Christian teaching, there is only one true God. So you better choose the right God or you're fucked. Okay, sorry about using that word, but sometimes that's the only word that fits. But if you're happy with your spirituality, your God, and your religious beliefs, then I'm happy for you. See, I'm not telling you not to believe. I'm asking you to take responsibility for making your own life manageable. Hey, I know that all of this sounds like hard work, and it can be at times. The making of lists requires rational thought, and even if one of your goals is to become more spiritual or closer in your relationship with your God, that still requires rational thought. But all these points are not really that complicated. Your life can become manageable with some simple planning and some simple self-control. I know that I say simple, and it really is simple, but it's not always easy. Hey, I wish you the best of success at making your life manageable. All right, thanks for listening to my Living Sober Sucks blogio. You can check out my website at livingsobersucks.com. I also have a Facebook page, Living Sober Sucks. Just search for it. Thanks again for listening. My name is Mark Tuchel.